following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you, as always, by our friends at Central Barbecue. Yes, it's a Memphis favorite, voted the number one consistently barbecue place in the city of Memphis. Three great locations here. So when you, if you're not from here and you're going to be coming to Memphis, you have to go to Central. There's all there is, especially if you like barbecue. We've just recently had we've made some new friends in England. Sean Connolly, and Fiona Aldred there with the Mighty Southport Radio. They're going to be coming to Memphis in June, and we were talking about Central. They're excited about it. They're wanting to get a good taste of it, so we're going to make that happen for them. And those of you who live outside of the Memphis area that know about it and have heard me talk about this, you can have the taste of Memphis delivered to your home anywhere in the United States of America. It's simple. Go to their website, cbqmemphis.com, or look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. It's one of the Grinning Pig. Click on it. Takes you straight to the store. Get you some of that, that Memphis-style slow-smoked pork. Oh, my God. It's so good on a sandwich. That's what it's for. Or some slow-smoked ribs. Comes with sauces and spices and all the goodness that is the taste of Central Barbecue. The taste of the South right in your mouth, delivered to your front door wherever you are here in the United States of America. Get to it, cbqmemphis.com, or look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. All right, let's get on with the show. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Still trying to get caught up. Today's the first day of spring, at least the day this was recorded, so depending on when you're listening to it. And such as it is, it actually snowed here in Memphis, at least in parts of it, at least not down here in Cooper Young, but in parts of the city it did. And it's bizarre because we rarely get any snow at all. It didn't stick or anything like that. There was some sleet. There was some frozen precip. It's not even all that cold out there, to be honest with you, but it's just sort of bizarre that this happened. But, you know, hey, things are going to start warming up, and we'll get into proper spring, if you will. And before too long, it'll be hot as hell, because that's what the summers are like down here in Memphis and in the Mid-South. I know people here are funny about it, because they get all excited about winter weather and the idea that it would happen, and the people up north must laugh at us for this sort of thing. I've talked about this before, that, you know, people here go, oh, my God, it's snowing in Memphis, and we can't do it. And, you know, snow here is like barely a dusting. And when that happens, the roads get closed. The streets, they're paralyzed. There's a lot of businesses that close. There are schools that will close. It just becomes just an overall nightmare. And it's really laughable to the best part of it. Who knows? They may cancel school tomorrow. I don't know. It's kind of amusing, such as it is. I've been outside a few times already today, and it's actually not so bad, but it is sort of amusing that this train of thought happens that way. But it is, you know, it's funny because I look at how people are funny. You know, I look, you know, we've talked about this. You see social media. People like to talk about themselves. That's what it does. It is forced people into not really giving a rat's ass about anybody else. It's how people feel about certain things, and when they do, they lay this out there, they're assuming you A, give a shit, B, that their opinion is far more valuable than yours. Because when somebody says something in social media, Facebook specifically, and you don't agree with it, and you say something, then they get offended by the fact that you didn't agree with what they believed or what they said about something. It happens all the time. And that's why typically on my Facebook page, I don't seek out people. I know that it seems kind of weird, but they come to me, and I will vet them out. I'll make sure that these people... Or like, well, A, real people. I get a lot of cam girls, which is kind of bizarre. I don't know where that came from, but I delete them and mark them as spam and move along. I don't want to see any of that business. But, you know, people ask to become my friends, and then they see if I post something that may be somewhat controversial, and then they get upset with me. And it's like, dude, we've never met. And B, this is how I am. I know there's a lot of A and B in this, but... But that's kind of how that is. And people are funny. They think that, well, first of all, their points of view are everything. And everybody's entitled to their own point of view. There's nothing wrong with that. But if somebody disagrees with you about something, it's almost like some people's immediate response is to go, oh, this guy's messed up. You know, well, this guy's crazy. He thinks that Donald Trump is a monster. Well, yeah, I do believe that. I'm not going to make this about politics. And, you know, if you don't like that, then move along. But quite frankly, the current crop of people running for president in this country is sort of a joke anyway. And it's always been that way. And it probably always will be as such. Having said that, people seem to be surprised about certain things, because if you make a statement about something that you may like, say, for example, people really, really like bacon. I've never understood the fascination with this meat. I know it tastes good, but people go crazy. There's chocolate-covered bacon. There's bacon-flavored vodka, which seems disgusting to me. There's bacon on this and bacon on that, and everybody's got to have their bacon. And when there's talk of a bacon shortage, people freak out. See, I just said that, and someone, what? There's a bacon shortage? No, I'm using that as an example. There is no bacon shortage, for God's sake. It just sort of appears to be that way. Everybody's eating so much of it because bacon is bacon, and everybody has to have the damn bacon. Fine, have your bacon, that's great, but you don't have to run it down everybody's throat, because personally, I'm not a big fan. I don't get the idolization of it, the worshiping of it. I mean to a certain extent, sure. I mean, yeah, it's good. There's a lot of things that I like, but I don't think that I would spend the rest of my days going completely ape over the fact that this is, well, you know, I must have this, and you must too. I just don't think of it like that. There's a lot of things that I really enjoy that I don't find that I need to run down people's throat. Unless, you know, now this episode, of course, is going to delve into that a little bit. And it's not so much about the things that I do like, but it's sort of the things that I don't like. And I'll give you an example. Well, I just did. I'm not a huge fan of bacon. I don't get it. I do understand why people eat it, but I don't think it's that great. Here's another one. I'm going to go out on a limb with this one. Not a fan of hoppy beer. I love beer. I'll drink any beer just about any beer that's put in front of me. But really bitter, hoppy beer is just not that good. And there was this thing there for a while, I guess about the, I don't know, six, seven years ago. It really kind of came out that, oh, you got to have this beer. It's got so much hops in it, it'll make your teeth itch. And I just don't understand that. That's not why I drink beer. I drink beer because I like the flavor of everything that goes into it. I have brewed beer. I understand how it's made. I know what makes it tick. I know what's supposed to be good, at least for my flavor. I like a balance. I'm a little into the more of the fuller bodied beers. I like a good porter or a good stout. I like that kind of stuff. It doesn't have to have so much damn hops in it, it goes crazy. Not my thing. That's crazy, Ray. That's crazy talk. That's the whole thing. I don't particularly care for little children, videos of little children that are somewhat musically inclined that can play the drums on a Van Halen record. Oh, this kid's a prodigy. No, he's a mimic. There's a big difference. The kid has no talent. Ooh, that's dangerous talk. Okay, all right, I take that. I'll step that back a little bit. He's got some talent that he can play what he hears. That's fantastic. But can he write a tune? You get a kid. Give me a six-year-old that's playing, a Rush track and mimicking Neil Peart, and everything's fantastic. And now they go, oh, his kid's a prodigy. No, he's not. He didn't write any of that. Now, if he wrote it, now we're talking. Now we've got something that we're dealing with. But the trends that people tend to follow in these things tend to guide our perceptions of how what we think as a group is right or wrong or acceptable or not. And when you get into certain things that happen in this world, people will go, well, it's okay to say this or say that in public because we don't like these people anyway. That's dangerous talk. That becomes racism. See, so one thing does lead to another in that aspect. I like motorsports, but I think NASCAR is a complete joke. When people find out that I feel that way about it, they go, well, what the hell's the matter with you? That's not really racing, man. And there's not enough time in this show for me to elaborate on it. Sadly, Indy racing seems to be kind of going the same route, which is unfortunate because I you know, used to really enjoy it. And I, you know, on occasion I'll catch it if it happens to be on and I'm watching it. Yeah, it's you know, there's some cool stuff that happens in that. But I don't go with the norms on a lot of things. I don't necessarily agree with the mob mentality. That was always a thing. You know, the mob mentality was, of course, it's everything. If the group believes, if the majority of the people believe in this, then it must be a good thing. And it's not. It really isn't. You know, I don't, you know, well, you know, I don't want to have to live my life in this whole song and dance routine that, oh, okay, we're supposed to hate this now or we're supposed to like that now. These things, I think, strip away our own individuality. Facebook, for the most part, I think that was it's a side effect of that. It wasn't intended to do that. It's just we now live in the now society, and we see so much of what is what it's supposed to be about. What this is how we're supposed to think. This is how we're supposed to feel. And if I don't impress these complete strangers with my ability to say something that is popular, then nobody will care, which is not true. I speak my mind. Those of you who know me know I speak my mind about a great number of things, and they are not always popular. Some of you may secretly agree with me, which is fine. You can do it in private. I don't care. I really don't. You know, I got wind of a fact that there was somebody here in town that it's a long story, but I found out that there was an individual here that works for another media company who basically had made no bones about the fact that I'm a horrible human being. I don't know where he got that idea from. It's not like I'm killing kittens or, you know, I'm out shooting squirrels in my backyard with, you know, just to kill them. I don't know if that defines you as being a horrible human being. I don't know. To me, being a horrible human is somebody who treats other people with complete abject, you know, disregard for either their feelings or their repute. I don't care either way. If somebody doesn't particularly like me, that's fine. I'm not out to please everybody.
Well, that's a crazy thing for you to say with you being in show business, bro.
That's just it. There's an old adage for those of us in this business that it's none of my business what other people think of me, which seems sort of counterintuitive because, yeah, we want as many people to pay attention to what we're doing as possible. But we're really looking more for people who might respect what we're doing. Right or wrong, it's about what we as people, because we are all human, it's what we as people really hope to accomplish by the end of our show or our day or what it is that we do. And when this happens, when you go through this, and I found if you just kind of go through it without the really, I'm not out here to wow you with the fact that I really, really like bacon. I because frankly, I don't. I don't really care. I don't, you know. And if somebody hates me for that, then so be it. Hate me. I don't care. You friended me. Not the other way around. Now, that's not an entirely, you know, 100% accurate, because there are those that I have actively sought out because I'm either having some sort of business relationship with them, or it's something that I've met somebody I have met in person, and then I will seek them out. And, you know, at that point, it's like, because I need to stay in contact with this person, or I really like this individual. Because, yes, despite what you might have heard, I do have friends. I'm not necessarily a loner. I would probably be happy being a loner. It's okay. Since I've gone into this business on my own, and I'm talking on a personal level here, since I got into, and those of us that are working at Radio Memphis have gone through this as well, we've lost some friends and some family members over this. It happens. There are sacrifices that get made. And it does sound callous that I talk like this, but in the reality of it is that it doesn't, it doesn't really matter. I've tried to point this out to a couple of other friends of mine too about how I've felt about certain things, and I don't let it bother me per se. But I will talk about it. And that when people are like, well, doesn't it bother you that so-and-so thinks that you're an ass? And it's like, no, it doesn't. If it's somebody I really care about who thinks that way, then I might be, you know, saddened. I might be like a little upset about that. But let's be honest here. Most people in the human condition, I've always believed to be decent. But now that I see more and more of that, I question that. My faith in humanity, it's an ongoing meme in social media that faith in humanity is restored or faith in humanity is lost, you know, depending on what it is that they see people do to each other or to other things around them. You know, I try and live my life under the basic premise that you should try and do no harm. If you can affect a change for the better or for the positive, or you can bring a smile to someone's face, then that's a good thing. Sort of the purpose. Yeah, it's all about dolphins. Sort of the purpose of what this show is about. I may say some controversial things. It's my point of view. It's my right as a human to have that. It's not a constitutional right. It's my right as a human. I have a differing point of view about certain things than other people might have. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's like, you know, I have friends that have a vastly different point of view about almost anything than I do, but that doesn't make me not like them. I like them because they're decent people. I try and, you know, surround myself with those types of people, the people that keep me grounded in that, you know, that faith in humanity. Should it be restored, it would be by people that I trust, that I love to death, because, yeah, I may have a friend who really, really likes bacon and will eat a pound of it at a time and think that I'm crazy for not liking it, but it's a mutual respect. You know, they'll be at a party and they go, and my name might come up and like, oh, you know, that's Ricky. He doesn't really care for bacon. And they're going, what the hell? What kind of friend is that? What kind of remark is that to be making in the first place? You know, what kind of friend is that if he doesn't like bacon? But there, everybody, is it a fault? Probably. Is it a fault that I don't follow the norms of individuals? No, it's not. No, nobody can be blamed for what they like or dislike. I do not like getting up in the morning. I do it. I do it every day. And what I mean by that is getting up and preparing and going in and doing a morning show-ish at Radio Memphis, which is, here's the plug, 9 a.m. Central, radio-memphis.com, baby. I'm a night person because my creativity tends to really pop at about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and then I'm good to go till 3-4 in the morning sometimes. But it's not necessarily practical because then when I, you know, attempt to get up in the morning, it's like, oh, I'm just not even here. What the hell is this? Oh yeah, that's something else too. Here's something else I'm not really a huge fan of: coffee. There's an absolute subset of the society that actually goes nuts over coffee. They worship it. In fact, there's a T-shirt out there that I have seen. It's of a coffee pot. It's an obvious coffee pot. And there are these people on their knees prostrating themselves to this pot of coffee as though that is their higher god. That is their higher power, that they cannot live without coffee. There are memes on social media about, don't even fucking talk to me until after I've had my third cup of coffee. That's a bit much, really, because if you're having to rely on that to be somewhat civil, then you're an ass. I will often have coffee in the morning, and intake the caffeine just by virtue of keeping my head from nodding off my shoulders because I'm tired. But if I'm going to have coffee, it's going to be something that I kind of enjoy. I'm more of a tea drinker, quite frankly. What the hell is that? What are you talking about? Tea? What the hell is that, man? That's me. I'm not one of those that is going to, I'm not going to follow that path. I guess we have all been there where we have felt that we have tried to find our individuality by becoming a member of something popular. It's not possible to do that. You remember in school, those of you in that those of you who went to school, I know the listeners of this show are very intelligent because you did go to school. And when you were in probably a freshman, sophomore, in high school, you're trying to fit in. You're already freaked out, so you're going to do what everybody else is doing, so they'll like you. Well, hey, man, you know, this guy's kind of likable because, you know, he wears this or he says that. You know, he does what we do. Then all of a sudden, your individuality goes away because you're like them. They don't really get to know you for who you are. They get to know you because of you like the same things that they like. Yes, it's okay to have some common things. We all have that. Everybody has things that are in common with other people. There may be some of you who agree with the things that I have said. There may be some of you who don't like bacon. Oh, for shame! How can you say that? It's true. It is very true. But some people are afraid to admit that. Some people are afraid to stand on their own two feet sometimes and stand their own ground and say things like this. I have been rightfully accused of saying what people think that they would dare not say. That probably makes me different than other broadcasters or people who sit around an open mic. I don't do it to offend anybody. That's not my ultimate goal. If it is my goal, I will tell you. I'm going to offend you by the following remarks, and then I would say them. But with what I do, by saying what people think, I would hope that it would empower those to understand that it's okay for them to say the same things. Because the things that I say that could be construed as offensive or insulting is meant to paint a picture. It's meant to provoke a thought. It's not meant to be mean-spirited. That's the difference. It's not meant to cause any harm. Because that's just it. If you're insulted or offended, and I've said this before, if you're insulted or offended, it means nothing. So you're insulted, so you're offended, big deal. What does that mean? Where does that carry you? Does it carry you to some sort of action? Then that's good. I'm insulted and offended by several things, shockingly. But I let them go because there's nothing I can really do about it for the most part. There's really not a whole heck of a lot. You just go with it as best as you can and try and do no harm. I don't mean to sound preachy by any means, but that's kind of how that is. You don't. You know, you're not out there to try and freak somebody out with a point of view about something. You know, this crazy political nonsense that we're looking at right now with all these wild people that are in the presidential election. They are. Well, they're freaking people out. So I know they want to talk about it. They want to go to social media and they want to vent their spleen, and that's good. Say what is on your mind, but trying to convince other people by because you're right and everybody else is wrong is really, that's not good. You know how, and I've seen this and I've experienced this. You'll see somebody. It may be a stranger or somebody that you may pity. Pity is a good thing. You can pity people. It's fine. You can feel sorry for them. You can empathize with them. You can feel what they're feeling. You'll see somebody. They're attempting to accomplish a certain task. And they put so much time and so much effort into it. And you're sitting there and it's just rolling around in your head that this is not going to go well for this person. They're bound and determined to make the end result what they hope to accomplish, but it's just not physically possible. And you watch them and you know that they're going to fail. And perhaps they know they're going to fail. You don't know, but you feel sorry for them, no matter what that may be. And they just want to be left alone to do what it is that they're attempting to do, whether they succeed or fail. They just want to do it themselves. And those people, I take my hat off to. And it may be somebody I don't particularly care for, but with that, I have great admiration for those that will try and perhaps knowingly fail in their endeavor, because all of that leads to a learning experience. I'm always in favor of that. How do I know I don't like bacon? I've had it. Was it a fruitless task to get somebody to like me? Look, it's silly, I know, to use that comparison. But I have learned that even though somebody may be a complete horrible human being, when they are trying to do something on their own, and they do it in that grace and that style that the human condition is famous for, with reckless abandon and real passion, even though the guy's an ass, you still got to pause for a moment and maybe stop and shake their hand and maybe even help them, you know, help them try and succeed in what it is that they're attempting. It may be abject failure. Who knows? Then again, they may stumble on something and surprise the entire world. That is what restores a faith in humanity. And that's a pretty good thing. So, you know, keep that in mind. Do I get judgy? Hell yeah, I judge everybody all the time. Is it right? No, it's absolutely wrong for me to do so. But if you didn't, if nobody judged anybody, then nobody would help. Because most of the people that I see wouldn't get involved in helping anybody anyway. You see some horrible bit of violence on television in the actual news and really terrifying bits of footage. And that kind of offends me, but I watch it. But I watch it for things. I watch it. It's not a matter of understanding why somebody died in a horrible explosion or a tragic car accident. I don't look at it for that. I look to see who's there to help and who's there not to. And who's the asshole standing aside with a cell phone to become, you know, capturing the next viral video. Because all of us as animals have to watch this travesty. I'd like to think I'm a little bit better than that. And like it or not, that's just who I am. I'm not like everybody else. And neither are you. And you should celebrate that. Stand on your own two feet. Speak your own mind. And if somebody else doesn't like it, fuck them. That's all there is to it. It's just that simple. Hey, before we go, we got some music coming up here in just a bit. I've got this list of tunes here that I think I've played and I think I haven't. But I have one here that I know that I haven't added into the thing here. And perhaps you've heard this band. Perhaps you haven't. We're going to play some music from Lucero here in just a minute. We'll tell you about them in just a little while. But first, if you're looking for a unique gift, but perhaps somebody has a birthday coming up. Perhaps you want to get something for yourself. I highly recommend our friends over at Wizards. Wizards is here in Memphis. Been around a long, long time. It's the number one alternative smoke shop here in Memphis. Oh, bro, it's an alternative smoke shop. What kind of thing is that? Look, it's kind of cool. Look, they've got everything in there. And they've got some crazy t-shirts and some hats. They've got adult novelty toys. Oh, yeah. They've got some candles. They've got something for just about everybody in this place. They've been around a long time. 1999 Madison Avenue, open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Those are my kind of hours. Pop in there, get something really nice for yourself or somebody else. And those of you outside of the Memphis area, yes, you can buy some stuff securely online too. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Wizards Memphis. You can search it and take you right there to it too. Get yourself something. They'll ship it right to your door. They have really groovy lava lamps, for example, and they're fantastic and a good price. Wizards, because it's still smoking. One of Memphis' great longtime bands, been around a long time, and one of the things I love about these guys is they stay true to their selves. They're artists. They work very hard at what they do. They're not even a member of some massive label. They're still independent. They do probably what seems like 300 shows a year. They're constantly out on the road. They play Memphis a couple of times a year, and they're a lot of fun. They've got a lot of great records. I highly recommend you go find this band. It's a band called Lucero, L-U-C-E-R-O. Great independent act. Lots of fun. They had a hit, sort of, if you will, from some time ago. We're going to play it right now. It's Lucero, The Devil, and Maggie Chascarillo right here from Radioland.
Just in time. Flag right in Doyle's truck. Ray was driving, what a piece of luck. Back to the apartment, come please to meet me about a time. Love and Rockets, won't you please? Maggie and the Devil in the California streets.
Lucero, The Devil, and Maggie Chascarillo right here from Radioland. Hope you enjoyed it. Go find that band. Go look them up. If they're playing in a town near you, go see them. They put on a fantastic show, and they are just a bunch of nice guys, too. You could not meet somebody who was just more down-to-earth and really enjoy their craft. It's a pretty cool thing. I mentioned at the top of the show that we're working on some things, and I know this is kind of weird because there's no tease in here, and I prefer that. I like to stay ahead. And I've had a project on my desk for a long, long time, and it got in the way of everything. And finally, it's done, and I'm trying to get caught up. And we have our feelers out on some interviews. I've made some requests with some pretty notable folk that we're waiting to get back and get scheduled. I've got a bunch of things going on too. I got one more thing I've got to do, which I'm going to be kind of out of town for a few days coming up, but I hope that's not going to get involved. I'm going to have to kind of catch up with that as well. I don't know how I'm going to figure that shit out, but something will happen and it'll be fine. And then we're going to slowly, as we get into the spring and into the summer a little deeper, we'll have everything kind of back to normal with this show and really start, pulling some things together for you and keeping it going. because it's like, you know, I enjoy the interviews. I know you do too. But apparently you guys like these Randy shows as well. So we're going to find a balance for all of that. That's a pretty groovy thing. So keep that in mind. And thank you for being a part of this experience from Radioland. If you like it, please share it. Tell everybody you know about it. You can find it at radio-memphis.com. There's an actual drop-down menu under shows that'll take you to things from Radioland, and you can find a bunch of the episodes there. We're also at Stitcher. We're hosted by Podbean, rickcheddar.podbean.com. You can find us there. And at my blog spot, just search my name and it comes up, and you can find me there. iTunes and all the other fun places too. So, you know, give it a spin. And if you'd like to drop me a line, you're more than welcome to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. That's radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. I'll say this real quick about that. We don't really hear a whole lot. We hear from people from time to time. We don't hear a whole lot. And the reason why that is it's an interesting theory, and I like this, actually, is that people don't respond. They don't get too interactive with audio drama, audio shows like this, because A, they're consuming it on the device that they're that they're using to send out communication with, and they don't want to multitask, which is fine. And second of all, they like to just consume it and go on about their day. And if that may be you, and if that it is, fantastic. I hope you have a fantastic day. And I mean that. But if you like what you hear, the least you could do is share it, if you would, please. It would mean a lot. And if you subscribe to us on iTunes, if you would, go find this show and comment on it. Rate it, if you will. Give a rating, several stars, no stars, whatever the hell you want to do. Write what you like on it. It helps keep the show going, and we certainly do appreciate you doing it. So there you go. Next week, I have no idea what's coming on. You'll find out just probably when I do. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and don't take yourselves too fucking seriously, really. You know, I say it a bunch, but that's very true. And stand up for yourselves. If you don't like something, say it. Don't worry if somebody goes, "Ooh, you don't like this? What the hell's the matter with you?" If you don't, it's the way you were made. Be that way. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.